WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Know who's coming to rock this town. That's right, the legendary bassist for the Stray Cats, Lee Rocker, is coming to West Yarmouth to the Music Room next Friday, January 17th. The Music Room, of course, is the great venue in West Yarmouth on the Cape where you can experience really great music live, in person, and very close up. And he's joining us now to tell us all about what we can expect from the show. Lee Rocker joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And, you know, there's nothing that gets me up and ready in the morning like hearing that bass line in that song. And it really is one of the, and it's not a surprise that it was named one of the most 500 most important songs in rock and roll by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That must be a huge honor for you and the other Stray Cats.
It totally is. And, you know, I'm so excited to be back up at the Music Room. Was there a couple of years ago, and it's just a cool, intimate rock and roll venue. And, you know, what I do is really music about having a good time and having fun, and it always has been. So I can't wait to get up there on the 17th.
And what can people expect at that show? Because, you know, we've had, you know, Music Room shows before where people have come back and said, I felt like I was practically on stage with the performer. That's the type of venue that it is there.
Totally. I mean, it's just old school, intimate rock and roll venue. And that's why I'm so happy to return there. And really what I've done with this show is I've cherry-picked songs like Stray Cat Strut and Rock This Town from my 45-year career and being on the road, and really picked the best of the best and just have an amazing band. And we have a blast doing it, and everyone has a blast coming down.
And you really keep a style of music and a vibe of music alive that, you know, the younger generations don't really know, but then they later come to find and appreciate. What was it that made you be such a fan of the music that you and the Stray Cats played and that you continue playing to this day?
Well, you know, really what it's called, I mean, Americana, or it's rockabilly. It's the original form of rock and roll. It's the original punk rock in a lot of ways. It's just about passion and sweat and energy and having a good time. And it goes back to Memphis really in the 50s and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and Presley. And it's that it's where rock and roll was born and comes from. And it just, when I first heard it hit me hard and has never let go of me.
And you actually, for people who have never seen you perform live, you play the upright bass, which is something that is also a bit of a lost art, but you've made it an art unto itself. Yeah. With what you're able to do with that bass.
Yeah, the upright bass is what I play, so it's slightly bigger than I am. And, you know, unlike a bass guitar, it does so much more. It's got those low tones and that thunder and that rumble, and it also has kind of almost a drum-like quality to it. So between me and the drummer, it really, we create some amazing rhythms, and it's really get up out of your seat and get moving and put a smile on your face and have a great night.
You know, but a lot of people who play the upright bass, you know, they're more of the strum style. You have a slap bass style that you've turned it into. It's performance art as well as a performance, just to watch it.
Well, exactly, and that slap style is what really leads to these rhythms. Between that and the drums, it's almost like having two drummers up there, and it is a it's something that can't be replicated on a bass guitar. It's just got so much more to it.
You know, it's absolutely incredible when you look at your career and you look at just the fact that the band alone sold 10 million albums, 23 gold and platinum certified records. I mean, to have that level of success and then everything that you've gone on to do since then, you know, even performing at the Library of Congress, being in hit Broadway musicals. I mean, you've had quite a career, but to be able to come back and still be in an intimate venue like the Music Room and to be right there among the people playing this music that you love. I mean, you really are blessed to have, you know, the best of all worlds when it comes to your career.
Yeah, no, it's I've had an amazing and have an amazing journey. I've gotten to play with the Beatles, with George Harrison and Ringo, and toured with the Rolling Stones. Keith Richards is on some of my solo records. I've managed to do it all, and I just love getting out there and being on the road and playing these venues, especially these super cool smaller ones where you can get up close and in person.
And you've also played with Carl Perkins, which must have been just the thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, Carl was really the architect of rock and roll. Without Carl Perkins, he wrote Blue Suede Shoes. The Beatles in the early days covered so many of his songs as well. So he was really, you know, one of the, if there was a Mount Rushmore of rock and roll, Carl Perkins would be right there dead center. And we toured together. By the way, he's a lot older than I am. But we toured together. We recorded together. We did TV shows. We even did the soundtrack to Porky's Revenge. And I know you remember that one.
Oh, yeah. That was a seminal classic for kids growing up in the 80s.
Without a doubt.
So when you look back then at the way that music blossomed at that time period, of course, the Stray Cats having such success and rockabilly has always really been there. That undercurrent of that original style of rock and roll has never really gone away. What do you see in today's music as kind of the next generation of that? Are there people out there that are picking up the mantle that the Stray Cats carried in the 80s?
Yes, there are. J.D. McPherson is one. Jake Bugg is another. Really cool people to check out. There is a rock and roll rockabilly music scene that's alive and well and living in the underground. And every once in a while it comes up and it emerges and you hear some hits. I mean, that's where we really were with the Stray Cats. But really the sounds and the tones and the rhythms of the music that I play, of rockabilly music, has kind of crossed into the fabric of almost so much of what you hear from John Fogerty and Bob Dylan, and it's an element to the sounds of America, really.
And so, again, the show is happening on Friday, January 17th, 7 p.m. at the Music Room in West Yarmouth. Tickets are available right now at musicroomcapecod.com. And super affordable tickets. I mean, there's tickets available right now at $45, and there's no bad seat in the Music Room. Everywhere that you are, you're going to feel like you're up close and personal, and you get to hear all the great hits and some of the great music of Lee Rocker. And Lee, I'm really looking forward to you coming down here and rocking this town, and I can imagine that pun never gets old.
It never gets old, and can't wait to be back up in Great Yarmouth at the Music Room.
All right, thank you so much for joining us, sir, and have a great show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, rock on. Thank you.
All right, that is Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats, and you will be able to see him again at the Music Room coming up on Friday, January 17th, 7 p.m. It's in West Yarmouth, and you can get your tickets now at musicroomcapecod.com. I had the chance to go. The first time I went to the Music Room, I saw Tiffany there, and it was such a great venue that I said, you know, how do more people not know about this place? So that's why I said to them, hey, anytime you guys have shows that are going on, let me know about it, because music fans will love this place. So just imagine being there up close and personal with some of your favorite artists, and also some artists that you might be new to their music as well. But I would just want to point out, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have coming up at the Music Room as well, somebody who I know many of you are familiar with. New Bedford's own Quinn Sullivan will be there on Sunday, January 19th. And also another guy who's from the area and is always performing in the area. James Montgomery will be there on Saturday, January 18th. So check out musicroomcapecod.com for their great lineup of acts. But there's just so many different groups and tribute bands and performances that you can never go wrong. I'm just getting lost here looking at the lineup because they've added some new shows from the last time I've been to the website. And oh, man. They've got some great stuff coming up. All right, anyway, I'll look at that later. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning. So I wanted just to make some, you know, comments about, obviously, we know what's going on the West Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get into, I don't think you could have prevented it, but you might have been able to, you know, reduce some of the fires. There's, you know, a lot of environmental hazard, you know, regulations on the West Coast, right, that are preventing, or could have prevented, you know, maybe a quicker response to some of these fires, the water issues, which we've all heard. But what I find interesting is, so, you know, probably right up into inauguration, the vice president of this country, who's from California, is going to choose to take her last week flying to Bahrain, Germany, not really sure why and what she's trying to accomplish. But she ran on, you know, compassion and joy and people. And she's going to leave her people of the state of California to fly on our dime across the country, across the world, and go visit other countries for what? I don't know. I mean, is there any way to explain that? If she ever tries to run for another bid in 2028, I hope the people of California and this country, right, see how she responded to something happening in her state. Not sure what your thoughts are on that.
Well, from the, you know, the reporting is that she's going there to tout the success of the Biden administration, but I agree. I don't know why you need to do that here in the final few days. I don't understand what you would hope to accomplish by that.
You know, and again, the governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom, during the COVID times, he was out at restaurants without masks on. And it's the hypocrisy of the left, and it's probably on the right too. I'm not going to despite that, but, you know, he's out hooping it up, no mask during it, but making mask mandates and rules and all this other stuff. And I only bring up COVID because of it. There's rules for some people, but they don't abide by them, right? And so here you go, where we get preached to by, these are the smartest people, these are the up-and-coming leaders, potentially, for the Democratic Party, right, out of the state of California. And where are they to be seen in a time of crisis? And thank goodness we have the administration coming in that we do, because can you only imagine if we had a Harris in a Walsh ticket coming in? This is not good. There's a lot of really unfortunate things going on in this country, and the true leaders are standing up, and the ones that shouldn't be are the ones flying away, not being present, helping out the people in need.
Well, to be fair, there were a lot of issues in times during Donald Trump's first presidency where people said, well, where's Donald Trump on this? And he was on the golf course. So I think, you know, I think every politician has those moments of when they're not at something that people think that they should be at, because they do deserve some time off. They do have other things that they need to do.
Yeah, but this is just, I mean, we have the former president that will be, you know, finally getting rid of, Biden, 40% of the time he was on vacation, whether it was on the beaches or Delaware or, you know, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, et cetera. These are very difficult times. And I think you show true leadership, right, when you are at and present, trying to do the best that you can, either, you know, get FEMA funds, do whatever you need to do, but not flying around.
But
first of all,
she's the vice president, so the president is the person that's going to be handling that. And secondly, just because you go on a trip doesn't mean those things still can't get done.
And again, like you said earlier, like, why? Why is she going now? What is it that she could possibly accomplish other than maybe to, you know, set up the stage for a 2028 run, but hopefully people are a little bit smarter than that. And again, this is a woman who spent $1 billion and then was in debt on her and is now making another bad decision, flying on our dime when her state is burning. And we wanted this person, or some wanted this person, to be the leader of this country with all the poor decisions that were made. Wow. I mean, forget about hey, maybe you can be on vacation. Maybe you can if you make solid, sound decisions. But there's nothing that I can see that this person should ever even be considered to run for the most powerful position in the world.
Okay, well, just make sure that when Donald Trump is golfing every weekend, when things go on during his administration, that you call him with the same concerns.
Well, like he's been doing right now, right? He's been working harder since he's won this election in November, putting cabinets together, getting things done, making speeches, being available to the press, answering questions. And what does he get for it? Some lunatic judge in New York who thinks, oh, let me just sentence him. I'm not going to put him in jail, but I'm going to sentence him so that we can damage him and the world stage moving forward. You think that judge cares about the people of this country? No, he cares about his own self and somehow getting a little check mark. Look what I did to Donald Trump.
But you don't think if somebody's convicted of something, they shouldn't be sentenced?
Well, everything from the dossier on down has been disproven. These people are vindictive. They're going to try to just vilify and use the Department of Justice and the courts to just ruin their opponents. That's been clearly, and that's why the Dems are so nervous about what's happening now, because they know what they did. This doesn't help. This nut job judge in New York he's not helping the United States of America and our presence on the world stage by trying to just grandstand for one last time and get a feather in his cap for Donald Trump. What does that do?
Well,
he's not going to go to jail. He's not going to go to prison. Nothing's going to happen except he could potentially make it much more difficult in negotiating with other leaders.
Listen, if you do something wrong and if you're convicted of the crime, you should be sentenced for it. It's part of the process.
We've seen what bias judges and how the courts can be manipulated around here, just on a local level.
Well,
right?
I mean, you'll just find an excuse for whatever he does that you know, Donald Trump can do no wrong. Can do no wrong in your eyes, but guess what? He did, and he'll pay for it.
Wrong. What's best for the people in this country moving forward right now?
Oh, you don't get to sweep crimes under the rug because it's best for the country.
Oh, so you should shut down drilling too, and you should let out criminals, and you should repent sentences. Oh yeah, that's all that helps the country. Right?
Well,
you should let
you have no problem with a criminal running free and going and moving into the White House.
No. Well, how about a criminal that's sitting in a in Massachusetts in a center with an AK and $1 million worth of fentanyl? Maybe we should be vetting a lot of people. We do make a lot of mistakes, right? But you need to correct them, right? And you need to try to.
But
do
you
the best
you called in to talk about two different sets of rules for different people, and you're trying to apply that same philosophy to Donald Trump. You want to have a different set of rules for him.
Well, they're not a different set of rules, but you got to look at the bias. You've got to look at what the FBI's been hiding and everything else and not showing. You've gotten people like Zuckerberg coming out. You know what? We did hold information back. We know the dossier's fake. How much stuff was fake? How much of this judge is grandstanding too? Come on. This is just a witch hunt. It serves no purpose other than to hurt an incoming president, again, who's trying to do the best that he can for this country. And trust me, we need it.
He's trying to do the best that he can for Donald Trump. He does not care about the country. He does not care about you.
But Kamala does, right? Flying around there. That
more than Donald Trump does. More than Donald Trump does.
Oh, okay. you go with that.
All right. You have what is actually the real definition of Trump derangement syndrome, more than anybody that I've heard call into the station.
Oh, perfect. Right. Because this administration's done such a good job. Biden's done such a good job.
Why does everything have to be a whataboutism with you? Why does it have to be whataboutism with you? All right. We'll tell you what. We'll talk in 4 years. We'll talk in 4 years when moron version 2 ruins the country even further. All right. Have a good one. Take it easy.
Bye.
All right, 508-996-0500. How much time do we get? I got to take a break. Callers, hang on. We'll get to you in just a few moments. All right, welcome back in. Got an app chat message from Meaty who says, you're super butthurt over Trump. And then had to write back again, super, in all capital letters, butthurt. No, I'm not super butthurt over Trump. I'm super butthurt over the fact that, you know, 50% of the country is so stupid that they didn't see what happened the first time that they voted again. So, you know, whatever. You want to call it butthurt all you want. Butthurt's going to be everybody that voted for him that realized that he lied to you and you didn't get any of the stuff that he promised. So have fun with that. I'll be here to remind you every day of the stupid decision that you made. 508-996-0500. We'll take a quick call here before we got to go to the news. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, so listen, this guy that just called in, he is the reflection of what the big-time, big-fan Biden people are. He is a Trump apologist. I hear him call in all the time, and all he does is sing praises about Donald Trump as if he doesn't do anything wrong. Like, it aggravates me on both sides, left and right, when people just, they don't see anything wrong with what Kamala Harris is doing, or they don't see anything wrong with what Biden's doing, and they consistently bash Trump and vice versa. The issue is we have major tribalism in our politics, and that guy is a MAGA fanatic who will apologize for everything that Trump does. We'll find an excuse for everything he does. And I'll give you a really good example of this. Biden this month released 11 people from Guantanamo Bay, stupidly, idiotically released people from Guantanamo Bay, right? These guys are terrorists that were tied to 9/11 and all kinds of other atrocities. And that's absolutely atrocious. Nobody, he shouldn't have done that. On the flip side, Biden also, in the negotiation for the withdrawal for Afghanistan, released 5,000 Taliban soldiers back into the mountains of Afghanistan. Equally, or worse, just as stupid. Horrendous decision. But the very people who are bashing Biden for releasing 11 defended Trump for releasing 5,000. And this is what I'm talking about with the entire tribal politics that we have in this country. It's stupid on both sides, and it aggravates me on, like, I voted for Trump, but I will be more than happy to attack him on different policies that I completely disagree with, just as I would with Biden. Because I realize that not every party and every politician has a monopoly on good ideas. And just because I agree with Trump in this term doesn't mean I'm going to agree with all of his policies going forward. You know, I can guarantee you there's going to be emergencies and catastrophes going forward in the next 4 years, whether it's a wildfire in California or, I don't know, a hurricane in Florida. Guaranteed he's going to mess something up or not say something, and everybody's going to jump all over him. And I'm just going to go, you know what? I understand where he's coming from. Or, yeah, that was an idiotic idea that he took a vacation when, another city is underwater in the state of Florida, or another city is burned in California. It just aggravates me when I hear people from both sides just try and defend no matter what and just become part of the fan group versus being a regular American and just wanting the best for the country regardless of who's in power.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is I hate this idea that if I'm not for Donald Trump, I'm not for America. Like, you can't have a differing idea. Joey sends in an app chat message. What a fool you are. USA, USA, as if something that I said is somehow un-American.
Right. The most American thing is actually to be the most critical of your own political choice, because you're holding them into account. Be like, listen, I voted for you. I gave you my vote, which I could have given to anybody else. You need to step up and do a better job because this is not what I wanted. So be critical of the very guy that you voted for in order to keep him in check and keep his party in check. And if they start to veer off a course, you need to make noise and make sure that you're not just a cheerleader on the sidelines like it's a football team.
Right. Well, we'll see.
We're not voting. We're not rooting for the Patriots here. We're rooting for America, which is a completely different type of game.
We'll see if it can happen. Thank you for the call. You have a good day. All right. We will take more calls, 508-996-0500. But right now, let's go into the news with Phil Devitt.
Wildfires devastate Southern California. Trump's Canada remarks, no laughing matter for one of that country's leaders. And Oscar contenders are coming into focus.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Devastating wildfires are sweeping through Los Angeles, causing widespread destruction. At least five people have lost their lives. Over 1,000 homes and businesses have been reduced to ashes. Evacuation orders are in effect for a large portion of the city. Fire crews working tirelessly to contain the flames, but the situation remains critical. President-elect Donald Trump's comments that Canada should become the 51st state are no longer a joke and are meant to undermine America's closest ally. That's according to Canada's finance minister, Dominic LeBlanc. The country's point person for U.S.-Canada relations says Trump was smiling when he first made the comment during a dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in late November. But the joke is over, LeBlanc said. It's a way for him to sow confusion, to agitate people, to create chaos, knowing this will never happen. A 14-year-old student was arrested at Appalachian High School in Georgia this week after bringing a gun to school. And this comes just months after a deadly shooting at the same school left two teachers and two students dead. The student was arrested without incident, is facing multiple charges. The school district canceled classes as a precaution. And renewed concerns now about school safety, with parents and community members calling for increased security measures. Abortion rates have remained relatively stable despite abortion bans in many states. While the number of abortions has slightly increased overall, access has become more challenging, particularly for women in states with restrictive laws. Medication abortion has become more common, with telehealth prescriptions playing a significant role. But the method's now facing legal challenges, with some states seeking to restrict access to abortion pills. It wasn't just fact-checking that Meta scrapped from its platforms as it prepares for the second Trump administration. The social media giant has also loosened its rules around hate speech and abuse, again following the lead of Elon Musk's X, specifically when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity, as well as immigration status. The changes are worrying advocates for vulnerable groups who say Meta's decision to scale back content moderation could lead to real-world harms. And Wicked soared at the Screen Actors Guild Awards announcements this week, landing five nominations, including Best Ensemble. Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, and Jonathan Bailey also picked up individual nods. The SAG Awards, known for their Oscar predictive power, were announced on Wednesday. A Complete Unknown also scored big. That's the Bob Dylan biopic. Four nominations, including one for Timothée Chalamet, who stars as Dylan. Notable snubs include Angelina Jolie and Nicole Kidman. SAG Awards will be held on February 23rd and streamed live on Netflix.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins are in Florida to play the Tampa Bay Lightning. Puck drops tonight at 7, and the Celtics home at the Garden to play the Sacramento Kings on Friday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 31 degrees. Mostly sunny on Friday and a bit warmer, a high of 38. On Saturday, the clouds return and there's the possibility for some snow, a high of 33 degrees. On Sunday, sun shines back and a high of 36. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Can ride the train coming up soon. A couple of months away, we'll have South Coast Rail here. By the way, snow flurry starting to come down a little bit in case you're heading out the door. Also, want you to consider, if you are heading out the door, stopping by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where you can get all kinds of great homemade meals that'll just hit the spot today. Get some of their great pre-made food. They've got hot lunches ready to go for you. Something to bring home for dinner, or maybe you want to bring home a French meat pie and throw it in the oven and warm it up. So much great stuff. Not only is it a real butcher shop where they will cut meats exactly the way you want it and where they get better quality stuff than you're going to find in the supermarket, but you can also get some of that food they make fresh each and every day, plus everything else that you need, all right there in an old school neighborhood market. The Panaretta family is the family behind the butcher shop, and they will treat you like you are part of their family. So stop on by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, see what it's all about, and bring yourself something home delicious. And then call me and let me know what you had so that I can go in there and I can ask for it the next time I go in. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Wow, you got your feathers ruffled this morning, huh, Mr. Weisberg?
No, they're nice and smooth.
You can't handle anything when people come on and they want to gloat about Trump, the best president we ever had, and he's going to be in office again, and you think
Donald Trump was better than Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln's long gone. Why do you keep bringing him up?
Because you just said the best president we've ever had.
About Trump right now. Stay in the modern time. We're in modern times right now.
So you want to say the best president we've had of modern times? That's it.
Now listen, I told you once before, and I'll tell you again, and I'll say it again and again. You need to pack your bags because you are a commie, and you need to go somewhere, like go see Putin, go to China.
Your buddy Donald Trump is going to go see Putin. That's his best friend.
You take the Biden crime. Listen, it's my term. I only get 3 minutes.
Hey, no, it's my show. You'll tell me. You don't tell me when you're going to talk. You don't tell me. All right, no, you can keep talking now, but nobody can hear you because I potted the phone down. You're not going to tell me how to run the show. All right, I'm going to wait a couple more seconds as you keep yelling. Okay, now let's see. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, sure. You need to pack up. I will help you.
Well, I appreciate that.
You have condoned Kamala Harris and crime family, all the Bidens, and the Clintons, too, and the Obamas. You're all for them because you're as far left as they are, and maybe you're even worse. Those callers that called in, you couldn't handle it, huh? And then that one who's a real fake that just called in and trying to have it both sides. Yeah, I voted for Trump, but you know, Biden, blah, blah, blah. He's the fake as they come. And Charnine, where the hell are you? Come on out and have something to say, huh?
You're
an abortionist, Johnny. You like aborting babies when they're fully formed.
All right, come on.
When they're born, you
don't call names. Don't call other callers' names. That's not.
Well, tell her to come out here and face it. She's upset, too, because Trump is going to be in office again. She can't handle it. Too bad, Charnine. Too bad. Come on out. Stop being afraid.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. You as well. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next. Hold on. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
All right. I found out while Cumberland Farms didn't get that sticker, their cigar price is already above that limit.
Okay.
That price. So that's why they didn't get that.
Okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense. But you have any good restaurants lately? This morning, the show's a little crazy, so.
We're gonna be having Kyle, one of the owners in from Pokemoto in Dartmouth, in tomorrow to tell us about some of the great food they have over there, which I've already been over there and had some of their stuff. I definitely recommend that place.
All right.
We'll have that deal tomorrow.
I had the other day, I had some mozzarella deep-fried spinach, and it was really good.
Deep-fried spinach.
My friend gave it to me. I forgot. He got it from some. It was a Dominican restaurant. He said in Fall River.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to find out
because I want to get some more. But yeah, it was really good. It was mozzarella deep fried spinach.
Did you dip it in anything?
There was a sauce. It was a little spice sauce. I'm not too fond on spices. I have colitis. It messes up my stomach. So, but I had a spicy sauce with it.
Wow. Well, I'll have to also look into that. That sounds pretty good.
But yeah, you have a good day.
Thanks for the tip. Have a good one.
Yep.
And let's see here. To get another call here. What's the time? We can take this call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing? Can you just turn your radio down a little bit, please?
Yeah. Hey,
there we go.
Sam,
thank you.
You did a very good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, that's it?
Yeah, and that woman is stupid saying that stuff.
All right, I agree.
right.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
Yep. You too. Bye.
And, hey, I'll take any defense I can get. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, last night I was watching a Providence news station, the 11 o'clock news, and they had a piece about the movie A Complete Unknown playing in Newport. I can't remember the name of the venue. It's supposed to be a small, intimate theater where they show films down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess it's been sold out for days since they... Matter of fact, they're extending the run on the movie because they've had so many people go in there, and I guess they're coming from all over the state. As you remember, Bob Dylan made quite a splash at the Newport Folk Festival many years ago, and I guess it's a curiosity. I don't know. I haven't seen the film. I don't know how good it is. Evidently, the actor is being nominated for a Golden Globe, and the film is being nominated. So.
Yeah, I've heard good things, but I haven't had a chance to see it yet. But the theater you're talking about, I believe, is the Jane Pickens Film and Events Center. Yeah,
yes.
They have a lot of great movies there, and they're doing it. They're doing the movie with somebody performing Bob Dylan music before the movie starts.
Right, right. They mentioned that too last night. I guess they used to be. I lived in Providence for a while when I got out of the Army years ago. And they had this intimate theater on South Main Street, the Cable Car Cinema. And you could go in there, and they didn't have regular movie seats. It was like couches, like rows of couches where you could sit. And they would show a lot of, let's say, artsy films there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not adult films, but a lot of films from Europe, you know, cult films, things like that.
And that's, to some degree, that's kind of what the Jane Pickens Center is about. They'll have like live performances with, they'll have like comedians come in or different musical performers, but they also show older movies and will have like discussions around them. Like they're going to have The Hunt for Red October. They're going to be showing Casablanca. They're going to be showing, let's see what else is coming up. Doctor Strangelove, some Star Wars movies. So that, you know, they definitely have a good mixture there. It's kind of the new version of the Cable Car Cinema.
Right, and there was also another cinema that was like that up in Cambridge. I don't know whether it was Kendall Square or Harvard Square. I think it was called the Brattleboro Cinema or something, which is along the same idea. Like, they would show some Fellini films from way back, you know, and they'd bring them back and show them in there, and it was kind of interesting. You know, it's an interesting thing, because once films go into the archives, you're not going to see them that often. I mean, I saw the original Nosferatu, the 1922, I believe it was a German silent film.
Yep.
It came on that witch show that used to come on Friday nights on local cable.
Oh, Penny Dreadful, yeah.
Yes, yes. I used to watch that mainly because I liked the skits that they used to perform
on.
Yeah,
they're great.
And they haven't had it on in years, but I miss that. I know that the person who played the Wolfman on there died unexpectedly.
Yeah, Magoo passed away, yeah.
Yeah, and shortly after that, they didn't seem to be making any new episodes, so they took it off. But I used to enjoy that because the comedy skits were pretty darn good, actually.
Yeah, Penny's still out there. She does a podcast on Dark Shadows that has become hugely popular, yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch the credits at the end of that, and it mentioned people from New Bedford and Brock Avenue, where they had a studio at that time. It was interesting, you know.
Yeah, they did a great job.
I locally produced that show.
They actually used to do that in the attic of their apartment building. I was on that show before. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I missed that show. Well, anyway, I hope when you do get to see A Complete Unknown, you'll give it your personal review.
I absolutely will. Definitely will.
I'm 78 years old. I don't get out that much anymore, but I'd like to hear what you think of it.
I will let you know.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a good day.
Bye.
And I got to take a break. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you, but I got to take this break real fast. We'll be right back. And it looks like that snow stopped flaring around a little bit. Sun's peeking out a little bit, too. But, hey, maybe if you're looking at the sun, you're thinking about going solar, right? Especially as your home energy bills are going to go up over the winter. So maybe you're thinking about installing some solar panels to help offset the cost, right? That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to save you money. You hear people say all the time that you can get paid to go solar. Is that true? Well, Isaacson Solar can sit down and answer all of those questions for you All you have to do to set it up is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. Reach out to them. They will come and take a look at your home and tell you whether or not you're a good fit for solar. And it can save you money. I know friends that have gone to Isaacson who have had solar panels put in their home or on their property in a way that does not affect the beauty of their home, especially my friends that have historic homes that don't want to have the structural integrity at all changed or the visual integrity at all changed. It fits right in. And they are now to the point where the electric company is paying them. So how does it all work? Isaacson can sit down and talk with you. Go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, to book your appointment today and find out more from the people who will give you the honest, simple, straightforward answers to all of your solar questions. Isaacson Solar. Let's go back to our phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I didn't vote for him. Anyway, I was going to say, that sounds really good with that guy I just talked about, that spinach with the mozzarella.
Yeah.
I love spinach anyway and mozzarella. And also with the kale soup the other day, too. We put carrots in ours.
It's still, people are still commenting on it on Facebook about it. How can you have carrots and kale soup?
Yeah, and it gives it a nice color, too. I mean, it looks prettier, but I mean, and it's also, but it gives it a little sweeter taste, I believe.
And I guess that's what people have the issue with it with, is the fact that it adds sweetness to the soup and that they don't feel that kale soup should have sweetness.
It's not that sweet.
I would agree. I don't find carrots to be that sweet. Yeah.
No, I don't even like carrots, really, like you said. I like them if they're mashed or, with turnips, but I'm not a big carrot person. But, and I got to try that new restaurant. But now, has anybody tried that pizza place on the corner of Route 6? And I think Jimmy's Pizza owns it. You know where Dunkin' Donuts used to be? Down near the mall.
No, I haven't tried it. No. Yeah, no, I know.
What's the name of it?
It used to be the roast beef place, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't tried it yet.
No, I haven't tried it. My brother tried the roast beef place once. He said it was good, but it was really expensive. But I didn't vote for him, and I think a lot of people will be very surprised when he does get in.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's going to be bad. But anyway, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
You keep your fists up there.
Not literally. We don't need Gilly complaining about me fighting people now.
Oh, I missed him. I went to the ladies' room and I said, oh, damn.
We'll have the podcast up later on.
Girl, I'm sure he'll be on again.
All righty. Have a good day.
See you later. You too. Bye.
All right. We got some app chat messages that are coming in here. Puck in New Bedford says, this radio station has deteriorated substantially since Michael Rock adjusted all of the shows. Every show is overwhelmingly political. There are other things to talk about other than corrupt politicians. I would find this show to be like the least political of all the shows that are on the station. I mean, I started the hour off with Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats. And I talked yesterday to the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. I mean, we go all different kinds of directions here. But also, you know, I think Chris McCarthy's show, while it covers politics, it covers local issues. I think the only shows that are really overtly political are obviously Barry talks a lot about the national issues. Howie Carr, of course, the syndicated programs. And then when Ken Pittman's in, he talks a lot about national politics, too. But for the most part, I think you're getting local issues here. And certainly I try to, have a mixture of things and not be all political because that's, A, it's not what I want to talk about, but B, it's not what a lot of people want to hear about in the morning. But Jack in Dartmouth has been sending in a string of app chat messages, which is kind of what I was talking about here. This incessant need of Trump voters to gloat and act as if they've suddenly owned people or got one over on somebody or something. Because I disagree politically and because I don't want people calling in here with BS garbage that are going to defend everything that the guy does and not admit his faults or his issues. So Jack decided to send a Snapchat message at 8:30. You going to cry? Good Lord, you're a baby. And then when I didn't reply or acknowledge that, at 8:40, wow, poor baby. And then again at 8:41, typical hypocrite snowflake liberal. Well, it sounds like the obsessive one here, Jack, is you, because you just want to keep sending messages till you get a rise out of me. And here's the thing. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care. Just as like you don't care about the fact that I think you're a dumb person for voting for Donald Trump, I don't care what you think about me. So You can keep sending those app chat messages all you want, and you got the attention that you wanted. So hopefully that makes you have a nice day. All right, I'm going to take a break here. My final one, we'll be right back. All right, we only have about a minute left here. I'll try and squeeze in the final call here. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Hey, I just want to let you know, I think you will have one of the best shows on the radio. You have a great variety, talk about food, music, and all kinds of good stuff, you know? So keep up the good work. I like your show a lot. I listen every day.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Well, I'm glad I took that final call then. But that really is what we aim for here. We aim for variety. We aim for different topics. And here's the thing. We're not going to keep talking about a topic if you're not reacting to it. So if we're talking about something and we're getting phone calls, we know that that's something that you want to hear and talk about. If there's something else that you want to bring up, that's what we have the phones for. 508-996-0500. Keep it in your phone. Plug it in. If not, you have the WBSM app. The app can just dial us directly. Just hit the call.